Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Now here's the host of Faith Matters, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and it's my delight this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest my friend, Dr. Stacy Patty, Dean of the Honors College at Lubbock Christian University and Distinguished Professor of Religious Studies. I have added distinguished. That's my addition to your title, Stacy. It's a delight to have you with us this Sunday afternoon. Welcome to our conversation.
Thank you. Welcome. It's wonderful to be here.
Stacy, you're a native of Odessa.
From Odessa. I graduated Permian and went to Lubbock Christian College. It's become a good university.
A wonderful university, I may add. After completing your degree at Lubbock Christian College, as it was called then, you went on to do other studies in Tennessee. Tell us where you were in Tennessee.
I went to Harding Graduate School of Religion in Tennessee, completed the Master of Divinity there, and after some time in ministry, continued with a Master's of Theology at Union Seminary in New York, as I ministered with a church in Carmel, New York.
Lots of great names went through that in their time.
It was a thrill to be at Union Seminary in the rooms that Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Reinhold Niebuhr had taught in.
And then back to Texas after your stint in New York?
Back to Texas to complete a PhD at Baylor University. Worked with a small church in Elmont, Texas, prior to coming to Lubbock Christian University to teach.
So you've been at Lubbock Christian for how long now?
28 years now. I began as a sort of a generalist in all of the courses that were not biblical studies. I now teach an occasional ethics course and a comparative religion course every semester.
And of course, you're dean of the Honors College.
That's right, yes.
Recently, a very important affiliation with the School of Medicine that in terms of the Honors College and mission of your students into the medical school.
We were pleased at the work that was done for a couple of years through faculty at LCU, particularly Dr. Kurt Martin, and administrators and faculty at medical school, so that our qualified honors students may obtain admission to the medical school without having to pursue the MCAT test.
Well, that's a wonderful enhancement from both sides, and we look forward, of course, to having the students. We've had many wonderful students from LCU come through the medical school in my time there, so this is an extra avenue of access and of welcoming for your students. Some very important events happening in the next week or two at LCU. You're going to be hosting the Christian Scholars Conference.
Christian Scholars Conference began with some theologians and biblical studies professors at Abilene Christian University and Pepperdine University together. It's been an annual conference that has intended from its beginnings to include various disciplines in the arts and sciences. And I'd say in the past 15 years, it's developed as the major interdisciplinary conference for professors of arts and sciences and religious studies at colleges related to the Churches of Christ and similar institutions.
This is probably the most exciting conference of its kind I have ever seen in Lubbock, and I want to compliment you and the university for hosting it and for the foresight and the vision of those who originally conceived the notion of this conference.
Well, thank you. Yes, the professors and scholars who are presenting represent institutions from small church-related colleges and universities in various denominations, particularly with a concentration in what we call the Stone Campbell heritage, but also colleges and universities who are not a part of those traditions, particular scholars from Cambridge University, Notre Dame, Yale, University of Georgia, University of Arkansas will be in attendance as well.
Now, you mentioned in the Stone Campbell tradition. Would you care to expand on that just a little?
Stone Campbell tradition is the general term used to describe the historic roots of the churches that became the Disciples of Christ and the Christian Church Independent Tradition and the Churches of Christ. Those three branches emerged from primarily of the leaders Barton Stone, Presbyterian, and Alexander Campbell also.
Within that tradition as a whole, the overall overarching tradition, a tremendous respect for the autonomy of the individual churches.
It's a positive aspect that each church is autonomous to make its own decisions in terms of leadership and function. There are some consequences of that, as you would expect, without any supra-local structure for some decisions.
Those of us outside of the Church of Christ tradition, there is an identification, though, that the Church of Christ does stand for a particular simplicity, shall we say.
Yes.
of faith and a strong emphasis on biblical teaching.
Biblical teaching, simplicity of worship and pattern in organizational structure.
As I was reading, Stacey, looking through the conference presentations, the keynotes and the panels, I'm absolutely impressed by the breadth of this conference. You are embracing wisdom, perhaps, as a theme, as it informs, from a Christian perspective, the many disciplines, the sciences, the arts, biblical studies, literature, the whole framework of what we would consider an academic undertaking. Is that an Irish exaggeration, or does this capture some of the spirit of the planners of the conference?
No, I think that's the intent. Lubbock Christian University planners for this conference were struggling with a theme. Wisdom, truth, beauty, and goodness became the theme, and that could encompass just about everything. So it's intended to be focused generally upon pursuing wisdom in all disciplines.
Now, before we go on break, I'll give you a leading question, and we can think about it in the second segment. How would you define wisdom? And then, of course, there's a particular biblical understanding of wisdom, which we will get into in the ongoing segments of this evening's program. Okay, at this point, we'll take a short break. We'll be wise when we return for the next segment. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. Our special guest this Sunday afternoon is Stacey Patty. For those who may be joining us a little late, he is Dean of the Honors College and Professor of Religious Studies at Lubbock Christian University. And beginning on June the 4th, a very special conference at Lubbock Christian, which Lubbock Christian is hosting, is the Christian Scholars Conference. It's focused on scholarship, learning, inquiry, and in terms of its faith dimensions. Now, before we went on break, we were trying to decide what wisdom was, which obviously no simple definition, but what would be something of a working definition that we could hang our hat on, shall we say?
I like the idea of the pursuit of the good. That certainly ultimately finds its fulfillment in the pursuit of God. Wisdom would be coming to know the nature of reality, the nature of reality as held together by God.
And that all of the great disciplines, wherever we find them, where people are honestly searching for truth, for understanding, for goodness, for relationship, for community, could we define that as the search for wisdom and the search for the good?
That's right. I think of the anthropologist Teilhard, who had that famous line, faith has need of the whole truth. So we pursue truth in all areas of inquiry.
This, of course, is espoused in a special way by the conference.
That's right, yes.
And in a particular way, I want to look at some of the events that graced this wonderful conference. And I just love the title and the personages involved in on Tuesday, June the 4th. By the way, it's my birthday. The pre-conference program, Apprenticeship in the Arts. There were two writers, John R. Erickson, who is well known for Hank the Cowboy, and S.J. Dahlstrom, The Wilder Good. Would you care to comment on what these two wonderful artists bring to the opening of the conference? Also, my gratitude to Lubbock Christian for making this special event open to the public to kick this conference off.
Yes, I think that they're bringing a sense of flavor of local art, bringing a sense of laughter and joy in reading published materials.
I've met John R. Erickson. He's quite a character. Hank the Cowboy.
Dahlstrom is an LCU alum, young writer.
What particular genre does he espouse?
He writes a lot of children's literature.
I'm sure they will set a very nice tone for the conference. There's a plenary session on June the 5th, and Naomi Shahib Nye, she's a Palestinian-American origin. She's a poet.
Yes, one of the plenary speakers each year is chosen from the arts. Often that plenary speaker will be someone who has a history in poetry. Naomi Shahib Nye was chosen in part because she's a Texan residing in San Antonio and in part because she's well known for her art connecting to the human condition.
Some part of our being is touched by poetry. What do you think poetry brings to the search for wisdom?
In all honesty, I grew up not respecting poetry very much, and so it took me a while to learn to appreciate poetry. And what I'm finding now is that it draws the angst from the human condition that can't be spoken well, speaks to the heart,
It speaks to the mystery too, doesn't it?
The mystery for certain, yes.
And I think it's a certain freedom in poetry that you don't have elsewhere. And you have a whole theme of poetry that runs through the entire conference. And again, kudos to you for this. Poets reading their own works. So those who would be interested in a very diverse conference, the search for wisdom in poetry is a very essential theme within this conference. Some young poets, people reading other people's poems. I think it's a delightful part of the conference.
Yes.
Then there's a wonderful woman from Cambridge, Dr. Catherine Dell. Her particular interest is in the biblical context, especially the feminine side of our understanding of God. She's listed as one of the five worldwide experts on wisdom in the scriptures.
In terms of scholarly study of the wisdom tradition, the Society of Biblical Literature and the American Academy of Religion have joined in other prestigious societies to focus upon exactly what wisdom literature is doing. There have been some standard views, sort of is the counter to a different tradition of theological understanding in the Bible, sort of the speculative tradition being the wisdom tradition.
In terms of the dedication of the program, this is my point of view, that we don't pay enough attention to the divine and the feminine expression of the divine.
Precisely. She joins our colleague, Dr. Mark Snead, who in that top five or six or so scholars, and they've worked together on feminist studies in wisdom literature primarily, but also just in general rethinking of the tradition of the wisdom.
I notice in her biography, she's from a clergy family herself, and she's a member of the Church of England. And I just love it where she preaches occasionally. I love that occasional preacher. Not okay. Some of the other keynote speakers, there's a friend of yours, a person that you know rather well. He's got a very Irish name, John T. Fitzgerald.
John represents a tradition of Church of Christ students who grew up in West Texas or in the South and went through our schools and seminaries and became a leading scholar in biblical studies.
So we have a host of wonderful speakers as part of this conference, who address primarily, I guess, the notion of wisdom within the human experience, particularly within theological and the scriptural background.
Yes, that's true. I think it would be important to add, for example, our own Lubbock, Texas Tech friend, Catherine Hayhoe, will speak on a panel regarding the wisdom of climate change responses. And so there's a great diversity of topics in the conference.
We have reached the end of our second segment, so we'll take a short break, and then we'll be back to continue this wonderful conversation. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. And my guest this Sunday afternoon is Stacy Patty. Stacy is Dean of the Honors College and Professor of Religious Studies at Lubbock Christian University. And we're having a fascinating preview of an upcoming conference at LCU. Stacy, we were talking about some of the interesting people you have coming to the conference. We mentioned David Gushee.
David Gushee is a prominent evangelical Christian ethicist. I believe he's still at Mercer University. Very, very famous for his work in a book called Kingdom Ethics, where he took a new approach towards rethinking Christian ethics in light of the teachings of Jesus. Most recently, he was president of the American Academy of Religion, the largest scholarly organization for the study of religion.
He has a very interesting modern book, Moral Leadership for a Divided Age, and that promises to be something that when we need to have honest conversation about where we find our moral compass, shall we say.
And he commands a lot of respect across various lines, so he'll be very good to hear.
The scholars, the thinkers you have brought together for this conference is absolutely impressive. And then, of course, there is one of my heroes, and I can say it unabashedly, is David Brooks. David, of course, would be familiar on All Things Considered a regular contributor on television on Channel 5 and a columnist on the New York Times. The pieces that he writes are so thoughtful. To my mind, he makes real the virtue, the notion of being good, in the most compelling, challenging way for a modern society.
We have a panel that we put together to sort of explore toward a theology of David Brooks, because we're interested in trying to articulate the theological implications that David presents. There have been attempts to tag him as the Christian journalist who's not confessionally Christian, or the Judeo-Christian journalist. His writings certainly are thick with those themes from what we would typically think of as the Western tradition.
What impresses me about him from my own background is he takes from Plato, from the Greeks, through Augustine, through the medieval, and then into the modern theologians, and does it in such a convincing fashion.
David Brooks' commentaries of late on the current situation in America, how he avoids sort of tagging a particular political perspective as right or wrong, but goes at the deeper problem of the spiritual crisis in Western culture.
There will be an open lecture free to the public on Friday.
Friday, June 7th at 11 a.m. on the LCU campus. All of these keynote lectures are open to the public. This particular one will be a free ticketed event. Tickets will be available through the website at LCU, lcu.edu/tickets.
Now give that again, if you will, just.
lcu.edu/tickets.
And then the same for people who would wish to register for the conference.
They would find that at lcu.edu, and the front page has a rolling board, and they'll see the invitation to apply for the Christian Scholars Conference.
Again, may I add my gratitude to LCU for making this wonderful conference and these events available to the public.
Well, thank you. We are pleased to bring it to Lubbock, and we're pleased to have the support of the donors.
There's a magical, wonderful musical event that is also part of the conference. Tell us about this musical event.
Yes, Tokens Radio Show, or the Tokens Show. Combination event. If you think of Prairie Home Companion and add Grand Ole Opry, or if you think of Gerson Keeler Meets Religion, it's a two-hour radio show that's bracketed by a conversation with a philosophical or a theological note. The show features prominent musicians, including a Nashville band that travels with the show. Features from Christian Scholars Conference. There'll be interviews with David Brooks and with Naomi Shihab Nye. Dialogue, humor.
How wonderful, because what you're going to do is you're going to take the keynote speakers, you're going to incorporate them, take them out of their usual format, and throw them into this arena of music and repartee and back and forth and storytelling.
Right. Sometimes the guests will get involved in a little skit. I'm not sure that'll happen. We hope it does.
What an exciting evening show.
Thursday evening at 7 p.m., $20.
A bit of a social event afterwards.
That's right.
I noticed that for those who would wish to attend the conference, you address politics, you address civil rights, you address literature, you address
business studies, the environment, the arts, the sciences.
The sciences, how the wisdom should pervade any of the healing arts and in medicine and in the other healthcare professions. What's your sense of this conference? What does it bring to you personally?
Oh, it's a great experience. It's a wonderful opportunity. Unlike most scholarly conferences, it's not limited to one specific discipline. One is forced to engage in disciplines outside of your specialty. It's delightful to network with people. And I think one of the key things for us is it brings in people from extended networks. It's not just limited to one particular Christian affiliation or one particular academic discipline.
And you have scholars and presenters from all over the world and from all the various religious points of view and denominations, and it's just delightful. Many of our listeners, I think, would benefit from attending the entire conference. There's a smorgasbord, if I may use that word, of wonderful search and wisdom and of inquiry.
Yes, and I should add that there are a good number of Texas Tech professors who are participating in this conference as well. In the economics area, there are several, for example.
That perhaps this conference will broaden all of our perspectives.
I hope so.
What would your hope be from a wisdom perspective from this conference?
I would hope that people walk away with a little less certainty and a little bit more comfort with that less certainty.
So, and hope and community and fellowship.
A little bit more hope in community fellowship, embracing the mysteries that we don't understand.
but are still being revealed to us.
That's right.
It's been a delight having you this Sunday afternoon, and I wish you well and the LCU community with the conference. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.